Good morning, everyone. As you've seen yesterday, I announced that the province will be launching a public inquiry into the Ottawa LRT. We're establishing this open and independent inquiry so that we can restore public confidence in the Ottawa LRT and in the city's ability to deliver this project. We know this is important to the people of Ottawa, and we want to see this project succeed. And I'm happy to answer any questions at this time. Bon matin, tout le monde. Comme vous l'avez vu, j'ai annoncé hier que la province allait lancer une enquête publique sur le TLR d'Ottawa. Nous établissons cette enquête publique, ouverte et indépendante, afin de rétablir la confiance dans le TLR d'Ottawa et la capacité de la ville de réaliser ce projet. Nous savons que c'est important pour les gens d'Ottawa et nous voulons que ce projet réussisse. Je serai heureuse de répondre à vos questions.
Vous êtes préoccupé par la situation à Ottawa avec le train léger. Qu'est-ce qui a été l'élément déclencheur? Qu'est-ce qui a été la goutte qui a fait déborder le vase pour décider de lancer cette enquête publique?
Eh bien, on est préoccupé par ce projet, comme vous dites, depuis quelques temps. En l'été de 2020, nous avons décidé de retenir des fonds, 10% du coût de la première étape. Depuis ce temps, nous sommes en train de regarder ce qui se passe et finalement, on a vu cet été, il y a eu plusieurs incidents, notamment près de 2 mois sans service. Donc, il était temps de demander, de poser des questions et d'avoir des réponses.
Ça fait déjà 2 jours que le conseil municipal s'oppose à une enquête publique, une commission publique comme ça. Comment vous expliquez ce refus de la part des élus municipaux de faire ce que vous allez faire comme gouvernement provincial?
Ça, ce serait une question pour les gens de la ville d'Ottawa. Pour la province de l'Ontario, nous sommes un partenaire financier de ce projet. On a investi près de 2 milliards de dollars dans la première et la deuxième étape. Et le contribuable ontarien a besoin de réponses avant de procéder encore à cette deuxième étape.
Votre prédécesseur, Bob Chiarelli, qui était ministre des Transports pour plusieurs années ici, a publié un email d'un des consultants sur le Ottawa LRT, project, Brian Guest, qui a écrit à Chiarelli en disant: You know who you're screwing with this support for a judicial inquiry, right? How much did that revelation of someone involved saying, you'll screw me if you have a judicial inquiry, make you and your government want to say what's going on here?
Well, I think there are a lot of people who are raising concerns about what's been going on with the Ottawa LRT. A lot of players are involved. That's why the province has decided to take this step. Cabinet discussed this yesterday, so it's a big step. It's new, but we're going to be looking at the involvement of lots of players. The key is to get answers for the Ontario taxpayer. As Minister of Transportation, I'm concerned about safety. I'm concerned about making sure that the system that's been open now for 2 years is actually working as it should. I'm also concerned about value for money and getting answers and accountability.
Players, a lot of the people who were staff or consultants have been also working on projects in and around the GTA, the Huron-Ontario line, the Finch-West line. They've also brought in a lot of the same suppliers. So does that raise concerns for you that a system that isn't working could be replicated here in the Toronto area or in Hamilton by the same group of people being paid to tell government how to build trains and then the same suppliers coming in as well?
I'm focused on getting answers for the taxpayers of Ontario who've invested almost $2 billion into the Ottawa LRT. That system's been open running for 2 years. I was there for the opening back in September of 2019, and there have been a number of incidents, including the trains not working for almost 54 days. So we've got to get answers. We're defining the scope of the inquiry. We're going to look at safety issues, technical issues, value for money, and accountability.
Are any problems down in the other systems as well?
Right now, we're focused on the challenges that are plaguing the Ottawa LRT. We hear about this very often from constituents in Ottawa. The people of Ottawa deserve a transit system that works.
Yeah, these questions are from Victoria Willison, the news director at City News in Ottawa. Is there a timeline for this inquiry? How fast do you want to move on this?
Well, Cabinet met yesterday. And so we are working quickly to set up to establish the terms of reference and determine the scope, appoint a commissioner. But we know that the people of Ottawa want answers quickly. So my hope is to have recommendations in the new year so that we can then move forward with stage two.
Will there be any effect on the stage two funding and the way that stage two is being built?
It's possible. I think the province has shown that we, when we're concerned, we act. We held back 10% of our stage one funding last year, and so we won't hesitate to do that again if we need to. But the purpose of this inquiry is to determine what went wrong and develop recommendations for going forward.
And then what would the provincial inquiry accomplish that the local inquiry or in-house audit won't?
Well, I'm acting on behalf of the province of Ontario that's invested over $1.8 billion into this. And so we need to move forward. It's been 2 years that the system's been plagued with problems. We need to get answers.
And then I'm looking at the TTC. You know, they built streetcar tracks that are 2 inches too high, and then they tore them up and put new ones in that were not of good quality. You had two trains that almost collided, and there was what is perceived as a cover-up in that. They were asked to have a security audit 2 years ago. It wasn't completed, and there was a breach of security involving employees. Is it time that the public transportation evolved from the envelope of a city to maybe incorporating a provincial body to build, run?
Well, as you know, for the building of new subways and expanded lines in the City of Toronto, we have partnered with the city, with York Region, and with the federal government. So we believe in partnerships, and that's what we have here in the City of Ottawa. It's a municipally run procurement process, though, in this case, as to provincially run with the new GTA projects. So we need to go back and get answers. We want to have confidence in the city's ability to deliver on the procurement and on the project itself. Obviously, that confidence has been shaken significantly over the last few years. And so we need answers on what's gone on in Ottawa and what we need to change so that these mistakes are not repeated.
Will you be looking at procurement?
We're determining the scope, but yes, I will be looking at all elements to understand how we got to where we are.
Minister, can you clarify, though, on the timeline? You just said you hope to have recommendations in the new year. Can you be any more specific about that? Will you have something by the election in June?
I'm hoping to have recommendations as quickly as possible. We have to set up the scope, determine the scope, and establish the terms of reference. We need those recommendations, but we need the commissioner to take the time to do the investigation that's required. So my hope is that we will, certainly next year, have recommendations that we can act upon.
Is there a concern that you might be setting a precedent by having a public inquiry? The New Democrats and the Liberals call for public inquiries all the time, and there's, you know, all of these concerns about Highway 413 and the Bradford bypass. Is there a danger that you guys might be opening a Pandora's box of public inquiries? Because it may be great to look into Ottawa LRT to find Liberal screw-ups, but you don't want to look at potential Conservative screw-ups in the Bradford bypass or the Highway 413 project.
I think that the people of the City of Ottawa have been living with the system now for 2 years that's not working. They've got trying to get to work, trains don't come. Kids are trying to get to school and the trains don't come. And so I think from transit riders in the City of Ottawa, from their perspective, this is something that's needed. They want answers. They deserve a system that works. And as a funding partner, it's incumbent upon us to make sure we understand how the money is being spent and what's gone wrong.
So you're not worried about setting precedent for having public inquiries into White Elephant projects?
This is about getting to the bottom of these problems. It's about accountability and value for money.
Is this political, though, at all, Minister, given that, Mr. Guest's involvement, key Liberal there, and all the sort of Liberal connections to this, are you guys trying to score some political points?
We held back 10% of the funding on Stage 1 in July of 2020 over safety concerns. And we've been monitoring this since then over some of the safety concerns, the investigations by the Transportation Safety Board over the derailments, the cracked wheels. So we have been monitoring this. The system didn't work for almost 2 months. We're motivated by trying to make sure that we get to the bottom of this, understand what went wrong, so that we can build a system for the people of Ottawa that works.
Why didn't you give notice to the mayor's office that this was happening?
We've been in contact back and forth with the mayor's office over a lot of the issues that have arisen over the past few months, and so he knows that the province has been concerned.
Can you explain the criteria the government is using for deciding when an issue is worthy of a public inquiry and when it's not? It seems odd that this is worth a public inquiry, but like deaths in long-term care homes isn't.
With respect to the long-term care commission, we needed to set something up very quickly to get answers right away. We're in the middle of a public health crisis. We've been monitoring, as I said, the issues with the Ottawa LRT for some time. We've been considering our options. We've had some time to think through what was available to the province, and Cabinet deliberated yesterday, and we determined the best way to go forward is with a public inquiry. We're going to scope it out and try to do that as quickly as possible in the next couple of weeks and give notice to the people of Ottawa of what that timeline will be.
What specifically about the situation said to the Cabinet, this needs a public inquiry? Whereas people, no one has died as a result of the LRT's problems, but people have died in long-term care homes.
And that's why we needed to act very quickly with respect to the Long-Term Care Commission. And we received recommendations and were acted upon that. And the government has taken action based on those recommendations since then.
Okay, I think we're good to go to...
Actually, one more question. What's the budget for this thing? Because these things tend to... seen with public inquiries, federal and provincial, they end up costing millions and millions of dollars. What's the budget for this one?
So the budget will be determined once we establish the scope and the terms of reference, but the inquiry will be funded by the province.
It's a blank check. It could be a $10 million thing.
We're focused on value for money, so we're going to scope this in a fiscally responsible way.
Okay, we're going to head to the phone line for questions there.
First question from John McGrath, TVO.
Good morning. This is a municipal project, and it's not a Metrolinx project, but it was an Infrastructure Ontario public-private partnership. Is IO's role in this and any failures by IO going to be part of the inquiry?
Infrastructure Ontario worked as an advisor on establishing the procurement. A lot of the documents were... Infrastructure Ontario supported the development of the documents. We'll be looking, as I said, at all elements on the technical side as well as the safety side of this.
I mean, is the province willing to reconsider the central role that public-private partnerships have played in transit procurement if the inquiry comes back and says, actually, this was a turkey from the beginning and Infrastructure Ontario made several major errors?
The public-private partnership model in this case has done well for Ontario, for Ottawa taxpayers, because money's been held back from the private partner when they've not been able to deliver. That said, we are looking at all elements from a technical and safety perspective. That will be part of the scope.
Next question is from Graham Richardson at CTV News Ottawa.
Hi, Minister. You said, can I just get some clarity here? You listed a number of things. I appreciate that you are still looking at the parameters, but you just listed a number of things that you are going to look at. Could you please repeat that, just because I haven't heard that before?
What I hope will be part of the scope, and this is something that will be included as Minister of Transportation, my focus is obviously on safety, on the technical elements, value for money, and accountability.
To John's question, Infrastructure Ontario, you didn't just write a check. You didn't just write a check for phase one. Infrastructure Ontario was involved in the procurement. If I understand you correctly, you are looking at fundamentally perhaps changing how procurement is done on these, because this was driven by the city and mistakes were made. Is that correct?
We're trying to understand what went wrong. This has been a municipally run project since the beginning, with a number of players involved on the procurement side, on the technical side, on the safety side, So we are going to be looking at the actions of a number of players. But that said, this is a municipally run project. The province has been involved primarily as a funding partner. And so we now, as we're moving, looking to move forward eventually with stage two, try to understand what went wrong, why things have not been working, why there have been delays and safety incidents.
Next question from Joanne Ciannello at CBC.
Hi, Minister. I was wondering if you have heard from the mayor's office or anyone at the city since you announced last week that you might be looking at an inquiry. Why wasn't the decision to have an audit here enough for you folks?
I received a letter from the mayor on Monday. In response to news that we'd be looking into calling a public inquiry. The city's taken a number of actions on its own. It declined to call a judicial inquiry. From my perspective, I'm focused on trying to understand why the system hasn't been working over the last couple of years, what has led us to this moment. As a funding partner, I believe that the taxpayers of Ontario deserve these answers before proceeding with additional funding for stage two.
Thanks. And just as a follow-up, can you give us any indications or give some insight into why Cabinet has decided to go with a public inquiry over a judicial inquiry, which some local councillors here were calling for?
Well, the province can call a public inquiry under the Public Inquiries Act. A judicial inquiry would be one that would be called upon request from the municipality itself, which it declined to do.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much.